This is episode number 2194 of the Who Cares News for Friday, April 15th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, proving once again that Pat Sajak has graduated to full creepy uncle status.
Oh, no.
He has once again let her rip with another gaffe on Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, my God.
Now, you know, you'd think someone on the wheel team would edit these gems.
I mean, they can. I mean, there's nothing wrong with editing a little Pat. I get it. They got to make the episode fit whatever it is, 22 minutes or 21 and a half minutes. But
yeah, but, you know, they delete tweets they don't want, right?
Yeah, right. Tweets can be deleted. Why can't we delete Uncle Pat?
Why can't they filter creepy Uncle Pat?
That's right.
Now, audiences were just a bit taken back on Wednesday night's show.
Oh, okay.
What happened? Pat asked Vanna White if she were an opera buff.
Oh. Now, okay. So, well, you know, that's harmless, right?
Yeah. So
are you an
Pat,
opera buff?
So Vanna, she admitted she likes opera. She wouldn't consider herself an expert at the genre.
Okay. So she's not a buff. Okay. Not an opera buff.
To which creepy Uncle Pat asked,
yeah,
have you ever watched opera in the buff? I'm just curious.
No, they left that in there. I think there's some producers that need to get fired.
So Twitter lost its
And this would be
stuff
in front of God and everybody, because they were taping five game shows that day, and it wasn't like this was a live television program. These are taped.
Well,
you know, or whatever they do now. There's no such thing
as you can imagine.
Anymore, but
some of the comments were just
gems. I'm sure gems, yes. Gemstones, if you will, of comments.
Okay, I'll give you a couple.
Okay.
When did this game show turn into Wheel of Fortune After Dark?
Now, look, it's innocent enough. It wasn't like he, like, propositioned her. He just asked her as a joke. And I'll tell you, he probably worked on this for an hour. You know, this joke.
Well,
He set it up. Are you an opera buff? Really? Well, answer me this. Have you ever watched opera in the buff? You know what? This is
now
creepy
here,
Uncle Pat.
This next quote from Twitter.
Yeah.
Kind of sums up what you were saying just now.
That what's
that? It was just a joke. Someone said, I feel like I just witnessed a hashtag Me Too moment on Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, my God. You know, they're getting a new producer. Speaking of creepy uncles and Uncle Michael, Richard,
yeah, right?
A creepy uncle right there. So they're getting a new guy, and I guess it's the guy they've had sitting in as the interim producer. They just announced him yesterday.
You got to wonder, those who edit the show.
Well, that's the thing.
If they think to themselves, hey, if we don't cut this out, the world's going to know about creepy Uncle Pat, and we can just ask for, it's easier to ask for forgiveness than ask for permission.
Well, nobody told us to cut that, you know, Pat said it. You know, I wonder if Vanna was just like, oh, haha, that's funny. You know she was. But, you know, at some point, Vanna's going to have to come out with a memoir after creepy Uncle Pat is retired. And I want to read that bad boy, I'm telling you what.
All right, so, this story disturbs me.
Oh, okay.
But I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel today. That's why it's called the Who Cares News. This is the epitome of the Who Cares News.
There you go.
So, Kimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Revealed last night on the latest episode of The Kardashians.
Oh, that's right.
What makes her really Randy.
What's that?
So I asked her.
Oh, did? Oh, you asked her.
And she told me.
She told you? Okay.
Yeah, so I'll let her tell you.
Okay, all right. Come on in, Kim. Everybody's waiting to hear from you.
Thank you.
Okay.
People don't see, like, I cleaned out the playroom today.
The playroom?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, that kind of stuff gets me, well, it makes me horny to literally
clean
out
my God. Oh,
my
God. I can't hear this. Oh, my God.
I'm insane.
Oh, you are insane. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
The playroom?
Uh-huh.
A clean playroom.
Well, see,
it does it for her.
Now, I have two. Wow. I have a question about that.
Yeah?
Because now she said playroom, so you automatically think kids, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she said to clean out her effing playroom. Whose playroom is it?
I know, right? That's what I'm thinking.
Is it the kids' playroom?
No.
Or is it her playroom?
Maybe she likes a, she keeps a clean playroom.
So maybe it's a playroom for her and Pete. I don't know. I was a little, you know, confused by that.
With her toys.
So then she gives a shout out to her fellow moms. So go ahead, Kim.
Oh, okay.
If you have a clean playroom, oh my God, like you can sleep at night.
Thanks, Kim.
You can sleep at night if you have a clean playroom.
So,
oh
Pete,
man, now don't even go there, because now all of a sudden I'm going beyond the literal and I'm going to the, ooh, what does playroom really mean?
Yeah.
And how do you clean that thing out?
So Pete, if you want to get Kim all randy and, you know,
stuff,
just offer to clean up the playroom.
I can see this as an SNL skit, just like these short-ass movies last week. I'm going to clean out my girl's playroom. That's,
yeah.
That sounds bad. Sounds so bad. You know who probably has a clean playroom? That's Halle Berry, by God. Her playroom's probably clean, too.
Why did I know that was coming? Why did I know?
You
that was...
opened this up. I mean, the whole playroom.
Yeah,
thing.
I know. My fault.
I doubt it has anything to do with picking up toys. Well, wait a minute. Maybe you will pick up toys and hang them on the wall in a neat and orderly fashion next to. I keep thinking of 50 Shades. You know what I'm thinking?
Of
50
course.
Shades, yeah. Safe words, red room, the whole damn bit.
You like, sound quite familiar with 50 Shades, Sean.
I know nothing about it. I know nothing about it. Just what I've been told. I've just been told. Anyway.
You've been doing a little reading, huh?
All right, more Who Cares on Monday. Have yourself.
Or the movie. It could be either one.
A great weekend. And...
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.